Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Road to Revolution podcast, my journey with Linkin Park and beyond, now that we're in season two. This week, we're talking about more of the side projects. Specifically, this week, we're talking about Fort Minor at the Nokia Theater on February 6th, 2006. Probably going to be a short one again this week, just because the side projects have some stories attached to them here and there, but not nearly as much as the past Linkin Park ones, but nothing's going to be as long as probably that a Hollywood Bowl show. That was a long episode. So this one's going to be probably more akin to last week's episode. But we're going to jump right into it this week. Like I said, this was Fort Minor at the Nokia Theater, now known as the Best Buy Theater or PlayStation Theater. It's had a million iterations over the years. Is at the Nokia Theater at the time, February 6th, 2006. This was the first major U.S. tour for Fort Minor. They only did 11 shows on this tour. This was number 8 of that tour. Other bands on this show were Little Brother, Apathy, and Self-Titled. Cool thing about this show was I ended up getting a meet and greet for it via the Linkin Park Underground, or the Fort Minor Militia, whatever it was. I do remember they had that side fan club for Fort Minor. Might have been through either one of those. I forget which specifically. So I had the meet and greet, so I got to meet Mike again before this show, which was always exciting. Always love meeting Mike. Mike's always a great, great, happy person to meet. Went to this show with my buddy Josh, or Ziggy. I believe he's the same one who went to the 7th Avenue Drop show with me. We talked about last week. I can't remember for sure, actually. But I'm pretty sure. But either way, he was definitely at this one with me. He didn't get into the Fort Minor meet and greet through the LPU. But we had gone to the merchandise booth before the show. And they were doing a thing where I think if you bought the album, you got a meet and greet pass for after the show, and it was limited to like the first 50 or 100 people that bought the album at the show. So I was like, you know what? If you want to go, I will gladly buy the album and meet them again. You know, benefits you, benefits me. Why not? I know meeting them twice in one day is a little overkill, but it was for a good cause. I was helping my buddy go meet them too, because I felt bad he couldn't join me in the first one. It was no plus ones or anything like that. So we bought the album at the merch booth, and we had a pass to meet the band after the show again, which was cool. But not a whole lot of story about the show itself, aside from it being one of the few U.S. tours Fort Minor did. Set list was pretty cool. It was a mix of the Rising Tide album and some songs from the mixtape. They also threw in one Linkin Park song. They did a Numb Encore in their set. But we'll go through the whole set just because it's the first full Fort Minor show we'd been to here. They opened with Remember the Name. They actually did It's Going Down, which is a song they did with the Executioners, which was awesome. I'd seen that a couple of times during the hip-hop medley on Project Revolution a few years prior, but this it was cool seeing them do it here as well. Then they did Dala, the In the End remix from Reanimation. They did In Stereo. They did a Styles Beyond song called Mr. Brown, which was a pretty big song for them. Then did a medley of other Fort Minor songs, which actually isn't noted on the set list, so I don't know what medley that is. I'm a liar. I can't read. The Fort Minor medley was a mashup of You Lose, Megadeth, and Bleach by Styles Beyond. It also included Talk Beer's verse from Respect for Grandma, and two brand new verses from Mike. And then they did Where'd You Go, which Holly Brooke was at this show. She did this song with them, which was cool. Holly Brooke later became Skylar Gray. Then you had Feel Like Home, Red to Black, and Believe Me closed out the main set. And then for the encore, they came back out and they did Numb Encore by Linkin Park and Jay-Z. Jay-Z was not at this show. Then they did There They Go, High Road, and they closed with Petrified. So 16-song set, pretty solid. Good mix of Styles Beyond, Fort Minor, Linkin Park stuff. Fun show. You know, this venue is always a lot of fun to go to shows at. I always really, really enjoyed going to shows here. Post-show meet and greet was cool. Both of the meet and greets here were pretty standard, run-of-the-mill. No special anything, really. Nice to see Mike, nice to talk to him, but there was no major developments. Ziggy or Josh was super happy to meet them. He'd never met any of the guys from Linkin Park before, so he was super stoked about this. This is a really, really fun show. The only downside was it was freezing. February in New York is unforgiving. And luckily we didn't, we opted not to do the front row for this. We showed up a little bit before the doors opened and got in fairly quickly. And so we didn't freeze our asses off the whole day, which I was not willing to do. But yeah, not a ton to talk about on this show. This feels like a super duper short one. What I do want to talk about as well is I may have mentioned it last week, or I know I cross mentioned it on the other podcast, which is why I'm even bringing this up. I have another podcast now called Time is a Squared Circle. It is a wrestling podcast done by myself and my buddy Chris. That one talks all about, similar in this show, talks all about the wrestling shows that Chris and I have been to over the years. You know, Linkin Park shows have been a 34, side projects added, and a couple more of that. But wrestling shows have been, I think we're at 80 right now between the two of us. Me personally, I think I'm at 72. And that's from 1996 to now. So I'm taking the same approach, kind of recapping those shows. But what we're doing for the extra benefit of, you know, good radio and why those episodes will never be 5 or 6 minutes long is we are doing a rewatch of that show as well. So you're going to get the stories of our experiences going, but we're also going to recap the shows, rewatching them just before we record the podcast. We just recorded episode 2, which talks about the Royal Rumble 2008 from Madison Square Garden in New York. So we just recorded that today. That'll be out on August 12th. And if you're listening to this, ignore the word today, because this podcast will be released on August the 10th, which is Monday. And then the Time is a Squared Circle new episode will be up on Wednesday, August 12th. So the new schedule will be Monday will always be Road to Revolution Day. And we'll keep doing the side projects for Linkin Park, and then we'll keep doing all the shows going forward, at all my concerts. Eventually, we'll probably morph the name a little bit. Instead of calling it, you know, Road to Revolution, My Journey with Linkin Park, I think we're going to, once we get into all the concerts, I'll rename or rebrand the show to be called My Road to Revolution, or Road to Revolution, My Life in Concert. I think that's what we're going to go with. So that'll be coming soon. For now, we'll still keep the Linkin Park tag on there because we're still talking about Linkin Park side projects. But eventually, we'll get that changed. Give it a couple of weeks. But yeah, so that's going to be the weekly schedule now. Road to Revolution come out on Mondays, and Time is a Squared Circle out on Wednesdays. You know, these aren't the most popular or successful podcasts, but handful of listeners, they're fun to do. The one with me and Chris especially, it's, you know, with everything going on in the world with quarantines and the pandemic and such, we don't get to see each other really, aside from a Zoom call or FaceTime or anything like that. So luckily when we do the podcast, we can do it via a video component as well, so we can see each other. So it's nice we get a little, you know, best bud time to talk about wrestling, which is what we would do when we hung out anyway. Wrestling was a huge part of our friendship. So it's nice to do those. Next week, and this is a small spoiler / hint at what the next week's episode for that is going to be. That one is going to be talking about All In, the most successful independent wrestling show of all time. If you're not familiar, a group of wrestlers from Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling did a show in Chicago back in 2018 called All In, where they did it completely self-financed. They were not run by WWE or a major company. They had some help from Ring of Honor for the setup wise in terms of the gear and the ring and stuff like that. But all booked by themselves, the money put up by themselves, and by themselves, I mean Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. So it was very cool to be part of that. So that'll be the new one next week, August 19th. So this week you're getting this Fort Minor episode you're listening to right now, and then Wednesday Royal Rumble on Time is a Squared Circle, and next week's Road to Revolution, we're going to talk about the next Linkin Park side project show I went to, which was in, I think that one is our first Dead by Sunrise show, which will take us to October of 2009. That's going to be Dead by Sunrise, Chester's side project, which is incredible. That album, Out of Ashes, is such a fantastic album. I love it so much. I'm trying to find it on vinyl. Cannot find it anywhere. Well, let me rephrase that. Cannot find it affordable anywhere. It's always in the high 200s, low 300s, and I cannot bring myself to drop that much on one album. But yeah, that's going to be the next one we talk about. Very excited about that one. That was a fun show. You know, and we talk about more Chester shows, which, you know, warm my heart because some of those shows bring great memories. That's next week. Otherwise, that's all we got going on. Super short episode this week. You know, like I said, not all of them are going to have some big stories. So, you know, enjoy the mini-sodes for now. Couple of mini-sodes take us through a bit of season two, and then we'll get some longer ones. Next week may be a bit on the shorter side, but the week after is another Dead by Sunrise show, and that'll be a bit longer, a bit extra, some extra stories on there. So, yeah, that's going to do it for this week, though. Give you a nice short one. Get in, get out, get on with your lives. But thank you so much. Cannot even talk. I'm horrible at this week. This is what happens when I do two podcasts in a day. First one, I'm talking great. It goes super well. I do a second one, stumbling over myself. It's a mess, which is ridiculous because the first one we did was almost 2 hours for the Royal Rumble. This one's not even 11 minutes and I'm stumbling over myself. Let me try that again. I thank you so much for listening, but that's going to do it for us this week on Road to Revolution. I will talk to you guys next week with stories from the Dead by Sunrise show in New York. And if you like wrestling or you enjoy listening to me talk about stuff, I would love for you to join us on Time is a Squared Circle, out every Wednesday. Wednesday morning, we drop those from myself and my buddy Chris. But that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great week.